There's an epidemic of absenteeism in Hawaii schools, one that's especially troubling at Waianae Intermediate, where up to 40% of students might be absent on any given day. The school's efforts to combat the problem center on home visits and family court intervention. Civil Beat Managing Editor Jim Simon has that story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Good to be here.
It sounds as if Waianae Intermediate is kind of taking a one-on-one kind of personal approach to this, yeah?
Yeah, I think Waianae Intermediate is probably at the forefront of sort of a DOE's ambitious effort to drop the overall absenteeism rate quite significantly around the state. They've identified it really as a crucial problem. Waianae Intermediate, which Suvan Lee, our education reporter, profiled in the story, noted, as you said, really as the highest rate in the state for intermediate schools and really as high as any school at all, public school in Hawaii. And they're really doing a variety of strategies, you know, actual home visits, as you noted, where the attendance officers, old-fashioned attendance officers, they can walk around and bicycle around the community, sort of visit kids and parents alike. They're throwing pizza parties as incentives, running an afternoon school program where kids can make up missed credits. And this pilot program with the family court system, where the school is working closely with probation officers and judges to intervene earlier to figure out what services kids need. But I was really struck by what the principal said. Really, one of their goals to start reversing this is simply to build real relationships with these kids and parents. And some of that is simply as training teachers to greet each kid when they come in the classroom.
Well, there's a story within the story. There's a story of one student who had missed so many days she was kind of ashamed to come back. And it made me think that in intermediate school, you know, if you fall off the bus, it is very hard to get back on. You know, you miss too many days, you're going to be seriously held back in your education.
Yeah, I think that what they found is research has shown that you're much more likely, for example, to drop out of school eventually with chronic absenteeism. And there's all sorts of, you know, performance indicators all along the way are sort of tied to not being in school. It's sort of obvious that way. And there's some interesting factors behind it. On the Leeward Coast, one of the things they talk about that drives some of this is medical issues like asthma, lack of access to health care, difficulty of transportation to health care services and things like that. But a lot of social issues are also at play. I was struck by one of the attendance counselors. She asked the kids why they weren't coming to school, and the first thing that came out of the kids' mouth, she said, was bullying.
Oh, that's again, an example of how these different issues, problems intersect. That's a very troubling answer, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, very much so. And I think the problem is in Hawaii in particular, we're one of only five states who one of the top six states in terms of the highest rates of extreme absenteeism. And this is, you know, nationwide, there's only five other states who have higher rates. And it's really a big problem in Hawaii schools, just like it is in mainland schools. This chronic absenteeism happens particularly in poor, more rural areas like the Leeward Coast or on the Big Island, and in particular among Native Hawaiians, Pacific Islanders, and English language learners, where there are already a lot of educational disparities.
A lot of issues in that area. Thank you very much, Jim. Every day we bring you a Reality Check from Civil Beat, today featuring Managing Editor Jim Simon.